Dual relation, number one.
Your spirituality is what determines your relationship. Who you relate with shows me how spiritual you are. The people that are your friends shows me your spiritual level. The people that call you on the phone, that you visit, shows me your consciousness of heaven or hell. There are things that can happen now. Can a fish fly? No. Can a fish become friends with doves? Have you seen cats who are best friends of rats? No. Show me a dove who is very close to a snake. Your habit is a function of your habitat. You know habitat in biology. Your habit is what determines your habit. Or your habitat determines your habit. There are people you can't relate with. Your spirituality is known by your relationship. Your stability is a function of your solidity. James chapter 1 verse 8. An unstable man, a double-minded man rather, is unstable. Your stability is a function of your solidity. If you are stable, it's because you are solid. The Bible says in Psalm 1 from verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on it does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the riverside. He says his leaves shall not wither, he shall bring forth his fruit in his season, and whatsoever he doeth shall. Your prosperity is tied to your relationship. Don't be sentimental in relationships. Be defined. Since you knew that person, what addition has he brought to your life? Spiritual addition, number one. That's the first thing, not monetary. You can know somebody and he's packing money to you, yet he's taking your soul to hell. Spiritually, how much has this person drawn me to God? When I walk to him, what do we discuss? When I walk to him, what do we talk about? I used to have a friend in campus. When I enter his room, na tongues. All Adabaya, Shiget. When we want to pray, we know where to go. Just enter the Kilebo Shataba. We drop our folder. And just the days of handouts. Barakataya. For another 3 hours. 3 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours. Finish, you are sweating. Go to the shower, take a shower from there, go to lecture. Enter the lecture room under fire. Why won't you understand what you are taught? Under fire. You walk into somebody and she's dressing up. Where are you going? Say, there's one senator in town. Are you a politician? What's your business with senator? She's dressing. Say, hey, today. You didn't hear what they are doing in town? This is happening, and that's the person you relate with. You start asking, are you serious? So tell me more. For you to relate with such a person means something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong somewhere. Who is your best friend? A gossip. I define gossip in a pastor's meeting. As if there is no gossip without a listener, both of them are the gossipers. Gossip is the man that started the story. The one hearing is the gossiper. So, a gossip is somebody who has the devil on his tongue. And a gossiper, who is the listener, is somebody who has the devil on his ears. Who is your friend? My wife and I, we don't discuss people. We don't discuss people. We don't talk about people. And this person, no, we don't. Some people murder people. Have you seen political rallies of these days? It's a comedy zone. You will laugh and laugh. We are going to put that road on the air. The other administration did not put that road. Then the other one will come. You think it is easy to put that road on the air? comedy. I watch them and I laugh. I say, it has so degenerated that they now run down even their private lives on the pages of paper. I say, this politics or hatred, this is vicious. Am I communicating? Ask somebody on your left and right, who is your friend? Ask. Dual personality. Jesus was too humble. He was too humble. Jesus was too humble. I'm not sure I can be that humble. When I think of humility, I have to pray, Lord, give me the humility of Jesus. I'll tell you. Do you know that for Judas to betray Jesus, he needed to kiss him? Why? The Pharisees and the chief priests did not know Jesus. Because why? He dressed like his disciples. He ate like them. He talked like them. Today, if you see GO, you will know. If you see pastor, if you see head of department, you will know. Jesus mixed up with them. And Judas said, the one that I will kiss. Kissing is an expression of love. But somebody was using it to communicate hatred. Before man, he was showing love. But in his heart, kill him. There are killing kisses. There are people that try to communicate love, but deep down their heart, they want to kill you. I wish anybody is following me. He could kill. Dual personality. Number three. Are you getting something this morning? Judas was a betrayer. I have like 10, but I'll just stop in number 3. Judas was what? Mashaka takatabadadash. A betrayer. Luke 22 verse 48. Jesus asked Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? Dost thou betray? Let me say this to us. Judas betrayed Jesus, but Judas died before Jesus. Anyone you betray, anything you betray today, will haunt you tomorrow. Anyone you betray, anything you betray today, will haunt you tomorrow. You betray a friend, it will haunt you. You betray a wife, it will haunt you. You betray a husband, it will haunt you. You betray a sister, it will haunt you. People trust you. People gave you money to do certain things. You turn back against them. And after you know that, you now come to church. When the trouble starts, you now start praying. Man of God, break the curse. Man of God, break the curse. Man of God, I'm doing this life with the spirit. It's like it's not working. Oh yeah, anointing. Break the curse. Am I communicating? After duping somebody, you expect that business to move. It should boom. It's not booming. Now come. My God. I pay my title. Break curse. A curse, curseless shall not come. If there is a curse, there is a cause for it. Am I communicating? The truth. Who have you swindled? Who have you deceived? You are a mechanic. Who have you deceived? You did change parts. You said you changed parts. And you tell your child not to fall sick. Just imagine. Just because of battery. No, because of plug. You lied about plug and your child ended up in an operation. You just imagine what you lose for a minor thing you did. There are many, many engineers today who are not engineering anything anymore because of deception. lies. If you have ever been involved in building or you have built anything, you understand what I'm saying. When people swindle you, you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. A man told me 2 days ago, he's building. And I said, what is it? He told me, after I finished speaking, I said, okay, you know what you do? He said, yes. I said, how many quotations have you taken? He told me. He said, it took about 6. It's okay. Break this thing to 4. Break it down to 4. Let a different person bring quotation for this, a different for this, a different for that, then total them. And he did. He was shocked. What was being told was over 60 million. The quotation they brought differently, when he totaled it, it was 11 million. He was shocked. He said, Jesus. I said, welcome to the club. We have been there. I said, we have been there. You want to see true Christians? Let the project be going on. You'll be shocked. They'll be stealing from you and be crying. Don't let tears move you. Who cannot cry? If I start to cry now, you'll be shocked. Oh, you will still cry. So, innocent what? Crying doesn't make somebody innocent. You have seen me ask some actors and actresses where they come here. I say, you have died in several movies. Some of them will die in movies, and some of you watching the movie will start crying. Not knowing the man died for his money. He's alive in the next movie. You saw me ask GK and Richard. The other time I said, how many movies have you died? That one said 20, that one said 50. But you are here, I say yes. Why did you die? They pay me, so I died. And some people are crying. My wife is one of them. Let me tell you what happened. When we just got married, you know, my wife is the only, she's close to me, so I use her for example. When we just got married, I think our first year in marriage, we traveled somewhere for a program. I came, I saw my wife crying. It was, I think, an American movie or so. A lady suffered and she now died. My wife was crying. I came, I said, what's the matter? She said, the way this woman died. Eh? As you are crying, this is not fair. This life is not fair. I said, what is not fair? Is it the cameraman or the script writer? Who is not fair? I said, you just stop that. Why are you crying? I said, your mind is too strong. I said, this kind of why you matter? My mind is very strong. This woman that you are crying for that died is making money very alive in another movie. I don't know if I'm communicating here. Am I communicating here? So why will somebody be crying? And that bothers you. Say he's crying. Can you see the way he's crying? See the way he's crying. That means he's saying the truth. Anybody can cry. Am I communicating here? Am I communicating? Why did Judas betray? Number one, love for money. I just give you this and then we're going to the next meeting. Why did Judas betray? Love for money. If you must, now, take this and never forget this. If you must have a good friend, if you must make a good name, if you must end in a good place, kill your appetite for money. If you must make or keep a good friend, if you must have a good name, if you must end in a good place, kill your appetite for money. When you love money so much, you love money, you love money, you can't keep friendship because you will have a price. You love money, you love money, you can't have a good name because you will do anything for money. You love money, you love money, you can't end in a good place because money will stop you from getting there. Judas had a price, 20, 30 pieces of silver. Any man who can be prized, any woman who has a prize, will lose the prize. Both of them sound the same, but they're not the same. There is prize, P-R-I-C-E, and there is prize, P-R-I-Z-E. The prize is how much you are worth, but the prize is your reward. key your love for money. There are people who are correctional Christians. It is their money that determines their mood. Once they say I'm in a bad mood, it means they are broke. Their money defines their mood. When you see them not talking, let somebody be leading praise, for example, and you see another person dancing. We bring sacrifice of praise. Check him. Somebody just sent him dollars. The other one sit down there. He trekked to church and he's thinking about to trek back. Money now defines your mood. Money itself is not bad, but when you love it, it becomes an issue. The love of money. I stand on this altar to tell you, I have no value for money. I have actually traveled abroad sometimes not knowing there was no money in my pocket. Just jump into the plane, bam. I landed the country, bam. I said, I came empty. No consciousness of it. And I said to the person, do you know I came here without a kobo, a dime, a cent? Because it doesn't define my life. There are people now, even in this season when people are banking, some people have no accounts. They have money, no, they don't trust bank. You are laughing. It's the truth. They don't trust bank. They have where they tied it. They want to sleep, they tie it to their body. You must kill them first to come. Am I communicating? The love they have for money, that shall not be your portion. There are people that will kill for money. Is that true? I read in the papers, a young man was screaming in the plane, screaming, had his stomach. They were going to Turkey, Istanbul, and was screaming, had his stomach, screaming. He had swallowed drugs and his tummy was rising in the plane. I mean, swallowed it in his, took it in. I was into this one. I met it at the airport. A lady was held at the airport. Chubby, held at the airport. And aside, they cut aside, took out flesh and put drugs and sew it back. I'm not saying her clothes, her skin. So when she passed and it beeped, it was beeping. They took her and they helped her. Since you like to cut, we cut. And they started cutting. She was screaming and they were bringing out drugs. I asked myself a question. You sacrificed your flesh, took out the pound, and they're putting drugs. And now stitch them together. In other words, she's not carrying drugs. She's the drug. And on a 24-hour trip, and after that, they'll open it back. Now, I ask myself a question. How could you degenerate to that level that you are prepared to have a scar for life? Just because of money for temporary use. Kill your love for money. Kill it. Understand that there are things money cannot do for you. I've seen men with so much money, and their life is scattered despite their money. Despite all they are. Despite. Have I told you the story of a man who had 4 aircraft? He bought one aircraft for himself, a private jet. Say about 10 passengers or something. The wife kept, when he's busy, the wife would call the pilot, they would take her somewhere, take her to this state. She was gallivanting. So the man got angry and bought the wife her own plane. So when the kids come from America, they always call either the mom's pilot or the dad's pilot to come and take them to Lagos, take them to Abuja, take them. He got angry and bought his children their own aircraft.
So one time his aircraft had gone for servicing. He needed to use his wife's own. The wife said, no. The children, he said, Daddy, no, we are going somewhere. He got angry. Used veto power. Used the children's plane and got angry. Ordered for another one for himself. Before the other one comes. So it was now four. So rich. But he died in his sleep. Money could not save him. Because you know the value of an aircraft. That's in billions. But he died cheaply. Your value is not how much money you have. It's how much of God you carry. So you can be a billionaire and yet die cheap. But you can't be a believer and die cheap. Tell somebody, I prefer to be a believer than to be a billionaire. Christ in you. Number two, Judas betrayed because he was greedy. Somebody shout greed. Shout it, say greed. Now, look at this. Can I communicate? Am I wasting time? Judas was complaining for 300 pieces of silver perfume. And he sold Jesus for 30 pieces. Huh? 300, just he knew the price. He said they should take it and give to poor. I don't need it. For 30 pieces, he sold Christ. A greedy man is never satisfied. A greedy man is never satisfied. Give him everything he wants more. Greed. Haman, is an example of a greedy man. Haman was the vice president, not a candidate, a sitting vice president. And he was envious. Everyone was greeting him, everyone was bowing down before him, but just because Mordecai refused to bow. A vice president, he was still envious of a security guard. See, everybody's greeting me. Why won't he greet me? He did not only lose his seat, he lost his life. Greed. Be satisfied with what is your own. What is not your own? Lose interest. Lose interest. Greed. We live in a greedy society. Greedy society. If you take first, you can't take second. You take one. I've never seen anybody who has taken six positions. So in the class, we came first, second, third, fourth. You've got to take one. But in a generation when we want everything. I was watching cartoon years ago. I saw a cat, holding 99 eggs. And one egg was coming. He threw those ones away to catch. Huh? Tom and Jerry, yeah. And he threw the 99 eggs and caught. And when that one landed, it scattered. You see that? You just want everything. You want everything. You want everything. And you end up not getting anything. You are competitive. Competitive. You have a car now. All because your friend, the husband, bought a bigger car. Your eye is there. Your husband is under fire. Under fire. There are women that, may God help men. When some women put you under pressure, if you have a calm wife, you don't know what God has done for you. When some women put you under pressure, they are very stylish. My husband. Good husband. Wonderful husband. Ah, very nice husband. I wish you change my car if I just complete. They covetous, greed. Bible says greed and covetousness is a sign of the last days. People see my wife now, they see me now. If we tell you how we married, the day I proposed to my wife, if you saw me that day, I know what I'm saying because I saw myself. When I landed, when I appeared with my designer slippers. It wasn't Gucci, it wasn't D&D, it was nameless. Too powerful to be branded. Nameless. Appeared. And I spoke to her. I remember one of her friends told her, I said, Kai, Lizzie, you get grace, oh. This one. And I told one of my friends, I said, I've spoken to the person I want to marry. He said, yeah, hope you didn't go like this, oh. I said, this is how I went. He said, you too stubborn. Who go marry you like this? As what am I hiding? Just went there like that. See. And he said, you better be fast, though. Don't waste time. Get a ring. And I went to buy one ring like that. I thought a ring is a ring. I didn't know that ring is different from ring. I gave her that ring in the morning. In the afternoon, she came. See, evangelist, the ring has changed color. I said that makes it a powerful ring. It's now black. In the morning it was shining. So the ring is in grades. I said this black might be the normal position, but it's other rings just one color, but this one changes. An expression of my love. So when you see her today, and what do I want to buy now that I can't buy? No, that's the truth. What do I want to buy now that I can't buy? Sometimes I ask her, what do you want? They say nothing. I say, want something. I say, want something. I'm in spending mood. Want something. But if she was greedy. Yeah, there were car owners now. There, she said, no. I remember one time she was going to church. I saw one car following her. Me, I stayed back. I said, look. As if this girl entered this motto. As if he entered it. Please, if you're here for the first time, don't mind me. This is how I preach. I'm just myself. I said, this girl enter. She was, I said, what? She was walking with one black skirt like that. The guy was still talking. Me, I had legged this Benz. I didn't have bicycle. The guy now drove. She now left. I said, oh, he passed the exam. But today, thy beginning was small, thy latter end. You cannot play today and not pain tomorrow. You cannot pain today and not gain tomorrow. Stop being greedy. What you have is enough for today. Sufficient to the days the evil thereof. What you have is enough. Number three, think about betrayal, and I'll pray after this. Judas forgot the past. Jesus was the one that picked him. He picked him. Judas killed him. The chief priest and all that Judas knew them because Jesus picked him. It was his relationship with Jesus that gave him influence to know those big men he knew who later passed through him to kill Jesus. Am I communicating? Anybody that easily forget the past. How many of you know there are people, the day you don't do for them, you have become a bad person? Those are betrayal. When you notice people like that, avoid them. Because those are people that have tendency, they can kill you. Give them every day, every time. The day you don't give them, you are bad. Judas forgot the past. Anybody who has ever helped you at any point in your life, be grateful for life. Anybody who has ever helped you, even if it's not helping you now, be grateful for life. Be grateful for life. Be grateful for life. One time we had to break a fast. The brother came years ago. This was 1992 or 93, and bought us Canada Dry. One drink that used to, and egg rolls. That was what we used in breaking the fast. Last year alone, I gave him 2 cars. He didn't know why. When I gave him the second car, he said, "Sir, second car was a Jeep." He said, "Sir, you gave me. I told you I want you. You dashed me a land that I should go and build a house. Now again, you buy me a Jeep. Why?" I said, "Let me tell you. Do you remember? Say yes. 3 boys. Yes, came to my shop. Yeah, I gave them this. I said yes. As he saw that smaller one, it's me." I said, "So that day, small like this, remember? I don't die. Small. My voltage, eh? My stomach meter was running 0. My voltage, very low. And so that's why I did what I did. How many years ago? 21. Because it was 2014, we were saying this. 21 years back. See, but that thing meant a lot to me. Not some of you. In your days of being stranded, somebody gave you 10,000. Ordinary 10,000. And that period, that was your lifeline. Say, what is? Take, let me give you back. Take. If that thing was not in your life, who knows where you would have been? Am I communicating here? Anyone who has helped you, it's time for us to ask God for mercy over people who have been a blessing to us that we have looked down on. And today, we are now their enemies. You can't fight a good man or a good woman and succeed in that battle. It's not possible. If you have been a blessing to people, no matter what they do to you today, hand them over to God. Stand on your feet. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready this morning? Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Come and make my heart your home. Come and be everything I ever thought. Search me true and true till my heart becomes a home for you. Come and make
my heart your home.
Come and be
everything I ever thought my way.
Search me through and through.
Search me through and through. My happy God,
a home for you. A home for you.
Oh, oh, a home for you.
Come and be everything.
Come and be everything I ever thought I know.
Search me true and true.
Search me true and true. My heart becomes a home for you.
One more time, let's sing. Come and make my heart a home for you.
Come and be everything I ever thought.
Search me through and through.
Search me through and through.
Till my heart becomes.
My heart becomes
a home for you.
A home for you.
A home for you.
Place where you want to be. Come and make my heart your home. Come and be everything I ever thought.
I know. Search me true and true.
Search me true and true. My heart becomes a home.
Jesus found out in his lifetime that Judas was an enemy. He changed him. How you know Jesus overpowered Judas is that Judas died before Jesus. That's the prayer you pray. That God should open your eyes. To avoid who should be avoided.
Pour éviter ce genre de personnes.
To withdraw from who should be withdrawn from.
Pour de séparer les genres de personnes que je dois séparer.
Open my eyes to be sensitive about those around me.
Pour être sensible à ceux qui sont autour de moi, Seigneur.
Many people have been annihilated, exterminated because they were not perceptive.
Beaucoup de personnes étaient éteintes parce qu'ils n'étaient pas perceptifs.
There are people who are very deceptive.
Il y a des gens qui peuvent tromper facilement.
You need perception. A demonic house help can empty a family.
Une bonté démoniaque peut tuer toute la
famille. A loving, loving family.
Une famille.
One house help will empty them.
Ce que la bonne peut faire peut les teindre tous.